I downloaded my favorite song from iTunes. Can I use it in my podcast? Hello, friend. Thanks for pressing play on this episode of the Brass Tacks of Podcasting Wisdom series. You can find more podcasting wisdom and resources at brassybroad.com and podcasting tutorials on my YouTube channel, Jen Eads Brassy. I'll have links in the show notes. Now let's get into it. Right off the bat, let me start by answering the question I am asked on a regular basis. Can I use a song I downloaded from iTunes in my podcast? No, 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 and no. You cannot use your favorite song that you've downloaded from iTunes. Here are three reasons you want to avoid this practice. Number one, you need a license to use it legally, and depending on all of your uses for it, you might need multiple licenses. Number two, you could be sued for lots of money. And number three, as more platforms like Spotify are opening up to podcasts, they require that any music used in your show is pod safe. When I received the happy news from Libsyn earlier this month that Spotify was interested in the Brassy Broadcast as one of their podcast offerings, there was an additional note stating, per the Libsyn Terms of Service and the Spotify Terms of Service, all music on your podcast must be pod-safe music. If any of your music, even 1 second, is not pod-safe, then it is in violation of both companies' terms of service. Friends, they are not playing around with this. And then there was a link to the Wikipedia definition of pod-safe. I am not an attorney, and even as a musician, I find most licensing agreements to be incredibly confusing. So I am not giving any legal advice here, but I will have the link to the Wikipedia definition in the show notes. And I will encourage you to start by getting written permission from an artist or keeping licensing agreements handy for any music used in your podcast. Now let's talk about the fun and creative stuff when it comes to music and your podcast. I think of my podcast like a movie and select my music based on how I want to score my podcast. You can go back to the Brassy Broadcast archives and listen to episode number 78. This is the podcast producer's cut of the previous episode that was an experimentation in narrative storytelling. I scored the music for it myself, so I didn't have any of those pesky music licensing issues to worry about. I guess that's one advantage of being a podcasting musician. When thinking about your podcast theme music, ask yourself these questions. If my podcast was a movie and I could have any artist write my theme music, which artist would I choose and which song of theirs would it sound like? This doesn't necessarily mean your favorite artist. Think about the vibe of your podcast. Think about an artist that creates music that sounds like it would support and create that same vibe. Think about the tempo of your show. Is it fast? Is it choppy? Is it smooth and super chill? Then you might want to have music that supports that idea and that feeling. Think about the instrumentation. Do you just want piano only? Or do you want a big arena rock sounding guitars and drums? Do you want something organic and woody, like acoustic guitars and mandolins? What instruments do you absolutely not want in your theme music? Are you offended by piccolos? Think about descriptive words that are congruent with the energy of your show. How do you want your audience to feel when they're listening to your podcast? Use your theme music to create that vibe right out of the gate. If you're putting out a high-energy, motivational show, don't use music that sounds like you and the girls are going out to spa day. Don't confuse your audience. Set the scene. Music is powerful. Be intentional with it. Use it to tell your story and cement your brand in the ears of your listener. Where can you find this magical music for your podcast? Do a Google search for royalty-free music or music for podcasts, and you will see a plethora of musical possibilities. Read the licensing agreement for each site before you purchase any music. If you don't understand how it is written, and chances are good that you will have no idea what they're saying. Email the site and ask them specifically if you can use that music in podcasts and if there are any limitations. For example, what if you share your podcast on YouTube or Spotify? Be careful even with the free music sites with Creative Commons licenses. If you are getting sponsorship dollars or think you might get sponsorship dollars down the road, that can throw a wrench into things. If there's a song that you want to use from an independent artist, reach out to them and see if they'll license it to you. Go direct to the artist. I am so frustrated by the lack of clearly written licensing agreements, so I've slowly been building my own podcast music library with music that I'm writing. It's quirky, and it's been fun to write. Email me at jen@brassybroad.com if you're looking for music for your podcast. Now go out there and find something that really sets the scene for your show. And read those licensing agreements. Instagram is my jam. You can connect with me there to get the behind the scenes where my podcasting and musical worlds collide. For my podcasting tutorials, subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube at Jen Eads Brassy. And Eads is spelled E-D-D-S. Thanks for listening. Now get out in the world and do some good.